Hi, it's Chip and...
And Spud here.
And we are with Roger. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
And also Jean as well. And both from the Prostrate Support Group. We're just going to have a few words about the organisation and how things are going.
So how are things going?
Well, we need events like this, actually, to support us in testing the men that we do on the island. This year we've tested 1,994. Now, Alan's told you that in an earlier interview. But next year we're testing 1,500, so we need people like Terry to support us and raise money for us, because if we haven't got the money, we can't test the people.
Yeah, and it has made a huge difference being able to do that. And as you say, the funds that are raised go directly to helping people get their tests.
They do, yes.
And the tests are held how frequently?
They're held next year. This year we did 7. Next year we're doing 5, but we're doing more people per test. So we hope to do 1,750 next year, of which it costs us about £18 per person. So if you do the mathematics, that's going on for about £30,000 that we got to raise and have in place before we start. There's no good starting and then running out of money. So
One of the staggering figures that we just heard there, of 300 men that were tested recently, 10%, which is quite a large number, actually were referred for further examination or testing. So, yeah, it makes a huge difference, actually, I think.
Yes, they had an abnormal reading. So the consultant that we use, the NHS consultant that we use, that looks at the blood results and then gets in touch with the people via email, will tell them, according to the reading that they got, whether they should go back to their GP. And then if it is an abnormal reading, then they go back to their GP and they take it from there. Some might end up with prostate cancer, but not all.
Well, it's been great to talk to you, Roger, and thank you very much for all the wonderful work that you're doing on behalf of Prostate Cancer Support Group.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you for letting us interview you.
That's okay. Thank you very much.